Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is not projecting the future. Yes, that will cause us great anxiety, right?
Good morning, Chas. Yes, it will. And besides, we can't write the script for the future. We don't know what's going to happen. Like, we don't have a crystal ball. It's only our mind, our very limited mind, by the way, that's going to form an idea about the future. But the other flip side of that is that, you know, what you put out there. So you don't want to, because, you know, our minds tend to go negatively.
Yeah.
So it's one thing to be hopeful about the future, but we don't have to be specific. We can just, you know, we can say the future is bright, but not know what bright means. It's only when we try to interpret what we think that means, making shit up. Whoops. Stuff up.
No, it is. Making shit up.
Okay, there we go. It is. It's just making it up. It doesn't, none of us is a ball.
Yeah.
But we can put the intention out there of what we would like for our future. You know, we'd like love. But if you put love out there, you tell the universe I want love, then you're going to get all the lessons that show you where love is blocked. And then you have to, you know, you have to accept the challenge of doing the lessons, doing the work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That is true. I've been putting love out there for a while, and I've had to work on my heart. So.
Yeah. You have to meet those places that are blocked.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, there's this magic wand that just automatically it goes away. No, generally we get those lessons that help us to move forward.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. My mind loves to make stories about the future. It loves to try and figure it out. It's either playing some fantasy story or it's playing some anxiety story. So, yep.
That's the mind.
It is. Mm-hmm. So, today, I would like to stay out of the future because it is causing me anxiety this morning. I don't know how anything's going to go. How could I ever?
The joy is in the moment.
Yeah.
You know, that's where the peace is, you know, asking ourselves, no matter what we're going through, asking ourselves right at this moment, do I have everything I need? Do you have everything you need in this moment? If you don't think ahead.
Sure. I have more than everything I need.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
And everything is okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not playing a worry story about something happened to my bunny, something going on with my son. How's this situation going to play out? Like, gosh. Yeah. Don't project.
No, don't project. Just be in the moment. And don't pull up on the past either. That's what the ego does. It either is in the future or pull up the past either, because that's old news.
That's equally painful.
That's
equally painful. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, the past is over. It's irrelevant. Except what we learn from it, maybe. You know?
Well, and aren't we just taking situations from the past and projecting them into the future? Like, we're taking our situations of fear that we've experienced. I mean, that's what I see me doing. Taking these situations that I've experienced and, oh, that's how it's going to work out again. Like, that's, and I'm projecting it.
You're exactly right, Jess. You're exactly right. That's all it is. It's just a projection. But it's the past. The mind doesn't have any, it's not this highly intelligent an entity that can, you know, it's very limited. It's very, very limited, and it's only going to pull on what it knows And it's also going to do its best to try to keep you stuck.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's definitely not some wise entity, as you said.
Yes. Ego loves to figure things out. But when we say, I surrender to not knowing, then you take the power back from ego, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you do.
Yeah, so that's a really good thing.
It's just control. That's the way to try and control things.
That's what we do. We try to, and this is what we've probably always done, is try to control the fear that we've carried our whole life. We try to manage that fear by trying to control it. And the more we try to control it, the more fear we create.
Yeah. It's kind of a vicious cycle. It's just a bunch of mind games.
That's all it is. Just mind games. You're right.
Yeah. So how do you think that we stop ourselves when we're doing all that stuff? Like, how do we stop projecting?
Just catching ourselves when we do it and just, you know, coming back to the moment, focusing on our breath or focusing out, you know, nature, looking at the sky.
Yeah.
The birds, like those type of things.
Yeah. I was telling you this morning, that's what I did last night. I was just sitting on the porch and looking at the sky. Because, well, one, it was beautiful. And I have a really pretty view. But two, because I can just be there in that moment without, I can be there in that moment. Nature can take me there. So.
Yeah, exactly. Nature is a great way to, come down to the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe someday I'll be able to just be in the moment without that, but that is something that can pull me into the moment today.
Yeah. And maybe a good movie sometimes, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
A good movie. Especially when it's at the theater with popcorn.
Yeah, and reclining seats. We just had that experience.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, they redid the theater.
Yeah.
To just watch a good movie and just kind of lose yourself in it, right?
Yep, for sure. Not worry about anything. Yep.
Oh, let it go. Let it go.
For the moment.
Trust God. This is where trusting a higher power comes in, right?
Yeah.
Don't trust ego. Trust God.
Yeah.
But ego will try to trick you into thinking it's God. Just be careful of that one. It thinks it's all powerful, but it's kind of like the Wizard of Oz, the man behind the curtain. It's just a little man behind the curtain, and that's all fear is. It's not real. It's just the man behind the curtain. So pull the curtain back.
A little scared man.
A little scared man just with a bull, whatever he had, a bullhorn or whatever he used to make those scary voices.
Yeah.
We play
acting
scary
like
voices.
A bully.
Yes, he was a bully. But that's what a bully is, a scared little boy.
Scared. Yeah, right? Scared.
But we have a bully in us, right?
Sure.
Yeah. We have a bully.
Fear.
Mm-hmm. There it is. Fear is the bully.
Fear is the bully.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sure is.
Tries to get us with all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Making up stories that haven't even happened. So. Yeah. And normally, they never do. They never do. Right. Maybe they did in the past, but today they don't. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, we were talking before. And I decided my words today are ease and grace, because talk about putting things out there. Well, I should not say that some things at work are boring. I should not say that to the universe, because man, does it hear me. And it gave me a brutal day yesterday.
Were you, bored?
No, I wasn't bored. I was not bored. I got my leg workout, my booty workout. Like, I was not bored. For sure. So, I won't be saying that anymore.
So what will you choose today? What will you?
Ease and grace. Those, I love those words. I love those words this morning. Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
What do you think your word is today?
My big sigh. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay out of projection. So I'm going to try to live in the moment today, not project anything. It's a little challenging with, you know, my partner and all the issues that he's dealing with and we're dealing with, actually. Yeah. But not to write the script of what the future holds there. To just be in the moment of, okay, what needs to be done right now? And, yeah. It's just interesting. And it's just a new chapter in my life because, you know, having home health come to the house. Which actually was not a bad experience at all. I didn't know how it would feel. But it actually turned out, it's for physical therapy. So I just had to open my mind. I had opened my mind yesterday to my heart. I had to open my heart to his Father's Day, Jack's kids, as much as he didn't feel good, as much as I don't really feel like socializing myself. We said yes to them visiting and letting them lavish him with gifts and attention. So it worked out really good. So, you know, just I find myself opening up more. Like I feel like for a period I have shut down out of self-protection, out of love for myself because of the physical issues. I've just really picked and choose things carefully. But now I'm realizing that it's time to open up more. And you know, I don't go to the functions around here. I live in a little community and they have all kinds of interesting things that they do, but I am not that person. I never have been that person that enjoys those type of settings. But they did ask whoever wanted to be on the list to have your phone number and email, that everybody gets a copy of it. But it's by choice. You don't have to give it out if you don't want to. And I went down yesterday and filled the thing out to put myself on the list. So still not going to the parties, but I am part of the community here.
Yeah.
And yesterday on my walk, I saw one of my neighbors. She's going through cancer right now. And just, my heart just, I just felt something deeply towards her, what she's going through. She's lost a lot of weight and has pretty long hair and losing it. And just, I don't know, just saying a prayer for her. So just being more open-hearted and letting go of some of my rigidity because I made a decision, regardless of my pain or not, I have to live. And, I don't need to continue to be as shut down as I was. So, but I don't regret anything I've done either. So, yeah. Anyway, I don't know how I got on that topic, but I went there.
Well,
I just went there.
We go where we go. It's our time.
Yep. Yes, it is. Whatever shows up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in the moment today for you.
Yeah. Yes. Just be in the moment. Let go of the future. Let go of the past. Just be present. Yep.
Sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. Any last thoughts?
No, I think that's it today.
All right. Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!